protecting Main Street from Wall Street. It's Chris Hoffman with Money Unleashed.
We are back on Money Unleashed with Eric Johnson. I'm Steve Siddall. Eric, of course, is vice president of Hoffman Financial Group, part of the Retirement Wealth Advisors Organization. And you, again, are here on 95.5 WSB and proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. We are having a good time here today, Eric.
You should. You should have a good time on the weekend, and you should have a good time talking about money. It can be a fun thing, especially when you're making more of it. No one comes in our office and says they want less, Steve.
Exactly right. Let's start in. Let's just jump into here. Everybody's talking about the top financial concerns. This is a Gallup poll. We're going to dig into that. But I want to set it up. Hearing from Fed Chair William Powell, he talked about employment and inflation.
My colleagues and I remain squarely focused on our dual mandate to promote maximum employment and stable prices for the American people. The economy has made considerable progress toward our dual mandate objectives. Inflation has eased substantially over the past year, while the labor market has remained strong. And that's very good news. But inflation is still too high. Further progress in bringing it down is not assured, and the path forward is uncertain. We are fully committed to returning inflation to our 2% goal. Restoring price stability is essential to achieve a sustainably strong labor market that benefits all. Today, the FOMC decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged and to continue to reduce our securities holdings, though at a slower pace.
Okay, what's he saying, Eric?
Yeah, it's a little gobbledygook in there.
Wow,
basically,
I tried to follow it. I really did.
Did you? I mean, you have to have like a financial thesaurus to kind of write everything down to figure out what he's talking about. So yeah, let's talk about it. He's basically saying, hey, you know, inflation's sticky. Yeah, wasn't it like a couple years ago? He said it was transitory.
That's word.
Well, good one. Yeah, sorry, that was a bad joke, right?
You know,
a bad joke for transitory. But now basically they're saying, hey, you know, inflation has come down, which it has. But yeah, this last point is going to be pretty sticky. You know, it's not an easy thing. You know, back when, you know, Mr. Reagan was in office and they were trying to fight the astronomical inflation, it didn't happen overnight either. And yeah, it can flare back up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And basically what he's saying is, hey, we're not cutting rates, but we're not raising rates either, while also reserving the right to do either one of them in the future, right? So yes, is it uncertain? Yeah, the future is always uncertain. I don't know anybody with a crystal ball. And essentially what he's saying is, hey, you know, we do have a plan to get it back to 2%. Now, I'm in the camp of thinking, hey, why does it have to be 2%? Why can't it be 2.25 or 2.5?
Okay.
You know, most Americans don't realize or forget that back in the 90s, you know, inflation was back at 3.5% around that way. And that was some of the most robust capital spending this country's ever had, right? So why does it have to be a zero-sum game at 2? Maybe somewhere in the 2s. But that's here for debate. I don't work for the Fed. I'm just some guy talking about finance and, you know, what also could work, right?
Right, exactly.
But essentially what Fed Powell is up to is basically saying, hey, the economy looks strong. That's good. The jobs market looks strong. That's good. Now, wait a second. It depends on what types of jobs we're talking about, but that's a completely different other ball of wax. And basically reserving his right to either cut or not cut this year. And if you're asking me my opinion, which most people do, I don't think we see a rate cut till after the election. Right?
Okay.
I mean, the Fed has historically been late to help and also late to pull off the help. And I think it would look very political if anything got cut before the election. Where there's no need to do so. And I think the three rate cuts that were scheduled in for this year are truncated. You might see one large one at the beginning, maybe 50 basis points, you know, in November, December.
Sure.
And then I think next year, quarterly, you're going to see interest rate cuts come down the pike, which will help the stock market up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be prosperity for all, but it will help the stock market when the interest rates are cut. You will see technology and artificial intelligence and blockchain stocks start going up, because that's where people invest when interest rates come down, and it's not so easy to save anymore in money market accounts and CDs and such. So I think we've got blue skies coming ahead. But you know, if you're still in the same old portfolio, it's still down from 2022. Guys, there's no guarantee or assurance that that, you know, antiquated portfolio, it didn't give you any protection on the way down. It's going to, you know, bounce back up or even get back to where it was in the future. The only real way to ensure that your portfolio is working properly is to have it checked into and to make sure that you've got the right positions to take advantage of whatever bull market forces are coming down the pike. And the only way to do that is to get a portfolio x-ray. And so what that is to have every single position in your portfolio analyzed by a Morningstar report. We also back it up with a quantitative analysis to get a little extra information to see exactly what are in these mutual funds that we have in our portfolio and what are they costing us, which is also a big shock to most people. They don't realize they're being charged an extra fee for that. And the only way to do that is to take a look at it. We do that for people. If you need your portfolio looked at, we're always happy to help you. Give us a call. Talk to a human being. 404-341-6767 or check us out online on unleashyourmoney.com. We do have live people picking up the phone. We also have our artificial intelligence robot, and Amelia. She's my favorite employee, by the way.
I love her. Yeah.
She's great. She never calls out sick. And
exactly.
If you guys do call in and you're looking for a little help from an advisor, don't be afraid if you get our robot, Amelia. She's just there to get a couple bits of information, and we get a human being on the phone with you on Monday. But yeah, again, give us a call, 404-341-6767.
All right, let's dig into this Gallup poll. This is the Gallup's yearly economy and personal finance survey. They talk to folks between April 1st and April 22nd. Now, at the top of the list, 41% are saying the same thing. It's inflation. That's my biggest financial concern right now. It's inflation. And that's up from 35% last year. Now, let's talk history here. 32% back in 2022. And then pre-2022, you go 18% back in 2008. And if you want to know, it hovered around 10% in most surveys since the question first popped up in 2005. It is by far that is the biggest thing. And nothing else even comes close to what people are concerned about.
It's hitting Americans in their pocketbooks, Steve. You know, and, you know, food costs more. You know, gas is in the middle threes to, you know, almost fours. Forget trying to do anything to your house, right? That's gonna be astronomical. I mean, yep. I remember, you know, getting a roof done cost you $10,000. Now it's costing you $20,000.
Exactly.
So yeah, when the inflation piece that's been here, and it's been with us, and it takes a while for it to actually hit Americans' pocketbooks, right? But when it does, that obviously becomes first and foremost, you know, how are we going to fix this, right? Because, you know, you're not going to be able to pay for things in the future if prices keep going up. You know, for instance, if you're looking at a house right now, you mean it's very hard to find a house that's less than $500,000. Uh-huh. You know, there's inflation across the board. So it is a hot button topic. There is something that we need to really take a hold of and make a primary focus for our economy and our country, because it's going to depend on what Americans' our spending habits are going to be, you know, 10, 20 years from now. And another thing, the reason why the 2% number is such a big deal, most people don't understand this. I'm happy to educate.
Oh, good. Please.
You know, if you have a 2% inflation number that's attached to the, you know, all Americans in our spending, what that means is that in 20 years, the prices of things double, right? Well, if it's 3%, it's 10 years. Things double, and prices of wages aren't going up fast enough to take care of that inflationary piece of what things are going to cost in the future. So that's why the Fed is so hell-bent on getting inflation back down to 2, because it allows people time to grow and progress in their jobs and make more money, save more money, so they can eventually spend more money. It's an economical cycle. And that's why they're so hell-bent on getting it down to 2%, because they're worried about people's spending habits in the future, which is, you know, a big deal when you're trying to figure out and forecast the GDP of a country.
Exactly.
So that's precisely why they're talking about that. So for those of you who didn't understand, boom, there's the keys to the castle. That's why. And that's the hardest part. When you listen to these financial talking heads speak, understanding the why is critical, because then it helps you figure out what to do next. And they use a lot of big words and a lot of acronyms. It's just part of, you know, our deal here. But we clear things up for you, right?
Yes.
We try to make things simple, especially if you come in and you're asking, like, hey, Eric, you know, quarterly meeting, like, why is this happening in the market right now? Well, I can give you a little bit of clarity. And, you know, for instance, if we're in the midst of a 5 to 10% little correction in this bull market that we're in now currently, then you can plan around that and make moves around those little dips in order to maximize what happens later. And that's the beauty of having an actively managed portfolio, Steve. And that's what we provide for people. So if you don't have an actively managed portfolio, if you're doing what we refer to as the ostrich, which is just stick your head in the sand. And
yes, I know people like that.
Yeah, listen, you stick your head in the sand, you throw money at the problem, and hopefully you get enough at the end, right?
Yeah, sure.
If you're doing that, that's okay too. But it's also good to have your portfolio looked at. We do that for folks. We handle all these things as far as income generation, sector rotation, so you can take advantage of any growth, and also full financial plans. Give us a ring, 404-341-6767, or check us out online on unleashyourmoney.com. You get to check out the team and all the things that we offer for the people who need help with their portfolios in retirement.
And there's no cost, no obligation. That's the other thing. You're doing it for free.
That's right. Well, you know, listen, it should be for free. People need help with their money.
They do.
I would argue that there's a there's a gap in the education of people in this country with what to do and how to manage their money. And, you know, I tell you this, Steve, you know, money's not everything, but it's right up there with oxygen. And you gotta take care of your funds. You know, McDonald's does not give you a cheeseburger for a smile.
No, they
so
sure
you have
don't.
To, yeah, so you have to be able to take care of the economy of the four walls of your house. And that is what leads to you not worrying so much about all the things that there is to worry about in this country and this world anymore. So take care of your money, people. Give us a call, 404-341-6767.
And again, getting back to the survey for just a second, the 41% says that inflation, the next on the list, it goes down to 14%. People are concerned about home ownership or renting costs. But from 41 all the way down to 14, nothing else matters. People are just really focused on inflation, mm-hmm. and that kind of fits into this segment as well. Those are the kinds of things that we can do right now, which you can help us with right now to make sure we'll get through all of this, and maybe 41% of the people won't be thinking that inflation is the worst problem.
Well, you know, I mean, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if the reason why inflation is the number one problem in the Gallup poll is because they want to get a house and they can't get a house until the inflation get down, because they need to save up for the dang house, Steve. So, I mean, like, but yeah, you need to take care of your money, right? You need to make sure that it's protecting you and your family, creating a moat, if you will, that nobody can get around and get to you guys. And, you know, having a financially successful retirement plan takes a lot of the worry out of the situation. And when you have that, you know, 800-pound gorilla of, hey, are we going to make it or not, off your back, it's mystical how better you get at work if you're still working. It's mystical how much better you are around your friends and family, because you don't have that, you know, that thought tapping you on the shoulder every 5 minutes. Like, can I afford to buy this bottle of wine for the dinner we're going to tonight?
Just do it.
Take care of business. Like, give yourself a break.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard enough with the day-to-day trying to figure out, you know, our job and how to make things work. Like, you know, making sure your portfolio is humming and getting that engine, tweaked properly to move for you should be paramount up there on top of it, too. And I tell you what, I bet you that inflation number goes down if people took care of their business.
You got it.
404. A little bit more, too.
404-341-6767. Eric, we got to take a quick break. And when we come back, we've got much more to talk about here on Money Unleashed with Eric Johnson.
Chris Hoffman is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information. The Hoffman Financial Group, Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, and Cox Broadcasting Company are not affiliated. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by BWA. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Bonus annuities may include higher surrender charges, longer surrender charge periods, lower caps, higher spreads, or other restrictions that are not included in similar annuities that do not offer a premium bonus feature. Read your contract for restrictions, limitations, or penalties. Insurance products including annuities are offered through Hoffman Financial Group, licensed in the state of Georgia. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Any client experiences discussed during the show are unique to that client. They are not meant to imply or suggest that you will experience the same results. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance licensed in Georgia 163546.